1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Well, we saw sterling falling today after the Bank of England followed its counterparts in the US and the Eurozone with a hefty hike in rates to quell inflation, saying that Britain faces a lengthy recession as widely expected, the BOE hiking by 50 basis points. That's the biggest since 1995. We had trading updates from Sasol and Standard Bank locally, as well as terms agreed on the Mediclinic deal. Lots to unpack with independent analyst Chris Gilmore. Evening, Chris. What stood out for you today?
Good evening, Michael. Yes, a number of things. I think the main thing, as you rightly say, is the Bank of England. A 50 basis point increase, very much anticipated, not exactly a surprise. I thought we might just see a 75 basis point increase to keep it in line with the Americans, but no, they went for 50 basis points. But it was the narrative that accompanied this thing from Andrew Bailey, the governor, the BOE governor, basically talking about Britain going to have a five-quarter recession next year. So that is pretty horrible.
A five-quarter recession is, that's a long recession. Not often you see forecasts of recessions for over a year. And that's probably the most bearish that I've seen amongst the major central banks out there. And still, we've got the Japanese central bank holding steady. Would you go along with that? Is the economic outlook that bearish over there where you are?
You know, there's a chappie here, you may have heard of him, Martin Lewis. He's called the Money Saving Expert. And he appears on TV regularly. And some months ago, he said, look, I basically give up. I can't really give people any more advice on what to do in terms of saving money. Last week, he said, whoever wins the Tory party leadership race and becomes next prime minister is going to be facing a cataclysm of a problem in the UK. And I think he's right. Inflation is going to be hitting by October, in 2 months' time, 11%. And you're now getting these second round effects coming in. The guys are jumping on the bandwagon. You're getting the unions climbing on the bandwagon. They're getting wage increases of averaging 8-9%. So this is bad news. It's going very much back to what I remember in the 1970s. And this Tory party has got not the faintest idea how to cope with it. Not that the Labour Party's got much more of an idea how to cope with it either, frankly. There's this absence of leadership right at the top across the political spectrum. That's the problem.
And it really is, I think, going to all culminate in next year being probably one of the most interesting geopolitically that we've seen in some time. Because you see Liz Truss, I mean, she's a kind of climate change denier. Some people call her an all-round simpleton. I mean, she's now next in line, really, to be the UK's prime minister in a month. And still, the next general election, 2.5 years away. So it just does all lead to more uncertainty. Let's move on to some of the trading updates that we saw today. Firstly, the Remgro deal. Should we start there? Because Remgro agreed to buy Mediclinic. The offer is at just over 100 Rand. So it looks like the market had this one mostly priced in after the initial offer, because we didn't see much movement in the share price today.
That's right. £5.04, I think it is. Yeah. Coming in at just over 100 Rand. You're quite right. So it was baked in a while ago. And I think, the shareholders at Remgro have been looking for some kind of movement to get rid of a kind of troublesome company. Look, this was a very well-run company, Mediclinic. I think it was just that the ambient factors were really going against it. You know, in terms of the pandemic, people delaying procedures, this type of thing.
Yeah.
And of course, it had a difficult few years in terms of its foray overseas. So I think taking it out is going to result in terms of the consortium is going to lessen public interest in this thing.
Yeah, and a good deal for Remgro, I think, because now you can return to your elective surgeries and all that kind of thing that was just postponed because of COVID. So the right kind of time to be taking this business private. Very strong results from Sasol, despite its hedging, and I see a fat dividend coming because hedges are set higher, and they're going to roll over, and you're going to see cash flow growing. So all in all, I think you're happy to be a Sasol shareholder in this environment.
That's right. And Michael, you'll know as well as I do that Sasol invariably gets their hedges wrong.
Yeah.
Going back many, many years. So, this is one of these times, you know, when both things have worked out for Sasol in terms of the oil price and the fact that they see themselves as being more of a chemical company these days. Both factors working for them. Look, with the oil price coming off a bit now, you can see that in the share price, it's starting to look a little bit softer, but nevertheless, This is a very different animal to what it was even a couple of years ago now. So I think a lot of the nonsense has now been ironed out. You've now got a company that's much more streamlined and much more ready to face the future.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a similar story for Sappi, which has been turned around quite comprehensively by Steve Binney. Another really good result, record earnings for the third quarter, and they're reporting to strong global paper demand. Their dissolving wood pulp is also doing well, which is stuff that now goes into fibers that you use in materials and that kind of thing as well. So all in all, it looks quite different to what you seeing out of Mondi.
Yes, you're right. And look, the thing about Sappi, though, of course, I mean, bear in mind, this is a sunset industry. And yes, you're quite right. Viscose has been something that, it's a man-made fiber, and yet it's not. If you like, it's something that kind of defies the odds to a certain extent. But if you look at the share price movement over the past goodness knows how many years, it's really been in kind of a secular decline with a few bumps here and there. So you're right, Binney, I think, has done a good job. But I think all in all, this is a company that's not really going to survive an awful lot longer.
It's not one that's going to make your portfolio future fit, certainly. That was independent analyst Chris Gilmore unpacking what was a very busy day in the markets, highlighted by that hike by the Bank of England. But more importantly, that was really baked in, was that commentary. 5 quarters of recession. Is it going to be that bad? Oh, it certainly feels like a storm is brewing on the horizon. You're listening to Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.